USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The New York Post summing it up with a one-word headline over Jussie Smollett's picture, liar. The actor arrested and now out on bond after a bogus claim he's attacked in Chicago by men wearing MAGA, Make America Great Again hats. Police say his motive to drum up publicity for himself. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Smollett is out on bond after a court appearance on a charge of filing a false report. The Empire actor claimed he was assaulted by two masked men wearing pro-Trump hats who hurled racist and homophobic slurs at him. Cook County prosecutor Risa Lanier says the actor hired two brothers to help stage the attack.
Smollett stated that he wanted them to appear to attack him.
I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, the Dow down 103 points to close at 25,850. The Nasdaq down 29, and the S&P 500 down 9 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.